to this month's CMPL podcast. We are here to talk about some of the best books of the year and give some teasers to our top circulating books and other materials. Today we have me. I'm Lisa. I am the head of children's and teen services at the Clint Macomb Public Library. And I have two other co-workers with me.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I am head of adult services at the Clint Macomb Public Library.
And I'm Erin. I'm the teen services librarian here at the Clint Macomb Public Library.
And we're just going to kick this off. So, who wants to talk about a book first or a collection?
Well, I guess I really want to start with, I'm really proud of once again that a lot of our 1, 2, 3 books were really high on the circulating list. 1, 2, 3 is our yearly program, January through April, in which we choose a tough topic and attempt to facilitate discussion within our community. And we choose books at different levels on the topic. And at the adult level, our adult book was our second highest circulating book, nonfiction book of the year. So I was pretty excited about that.
So
yeah, actually our number one, the number one circulating book for 2023 for teens is Dry by Neil Schusterman, which was also our 1, 2, 3 book selection for teens this year. So
yes, I guess I should say our topic was climate change and the adult book was How We Got to Climate Change and Where We Go From Here by Hope Jaron.
I'll be honest, the book did not come in at the highest part of the list, but it ended up on the list.
It's a tough topic for kids.
It was
climate change
tough
is a
topic.
Tough picture book topic for sure.
So I was happy it made the list. And in even funnier news, the previous year's topic book also made the list.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we have The Tantrum That Saved the World and Ruby Finds a Worry, both on our top 100 list for children's.
And our top list as well was the book from last year. Maybe you should talk to someone when our topic was what, mental health, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exciting. Okay, we can move on with the actual podcast now.
Amy, we're in the podcast.
I know, but like I think I just sort of threw that out there and nobody else was planning to talk about it.
Oh no. Actually, it's funny because it's the top teen book. I was like, oh, I definitely have to talk about this. And it's the top by like far, like almost double the second circulation of the second book on the list. So
that makes me so happy, Erin.
Yeah.
It did
really well.
And who doesn't like a Neil Schusterman book?
Sure.
Yes, he's an amazing author, especially if you love dystopian. His Scythe series is really popular and circulates. I have to buy a replacement copy of the first one for Maine because it got withdrawn, unfortunately.
So
but
a
yeah,
little too
I
well
highly
loved.
Recommend that. Yes, exactly.
I will say I read Dry when we were trying to choose books and it was a good book. I mean, it was, you know, hard to read and get through just because of the topic, but it was a very good book.
Yeah, and I like that there's multiple points of view. So
yes,
if you don't necessarily identify with one main character, you might with another. And I guess I could just briefly say, so it's called Dry, and it is about there's a city in the Western U.S. that basically has no access to water. So what happens when they lose access to water? How do people fight over it? How do they get it? How can they get out of the city? And it's really interesting. It's kind of a survival title.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So my children's list isn't very exciting at the top because it is all Dog Man. So
that's exciting to the children, Lisa.
There are 13 Dog Man books out, and 7 of the top 10 are all Dog Man books, followed
all right.
by Cat Kid, who is by the same author.
So this is our recommendation if you have a reluctant reader, buy Dog Man.
Absolutely.
Or check out Dog Man, actually.
Because all 13 books are in the top 20. So it's
that's
just
amazing.
Funny. But I enjoy seeing the ones that sneak through. So we had Smile is Holding Strong by Raina Telgemeier. Guts
That's
by
been on the
Raina
list
Telgemeier.
forever.
Right. It is all graphic novels now. So we do still have A Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's still holding out. But once you get out of that top 10, you start seeing some of our 50 and First, Kindergarten Challenge books, and our preschool picks. So right outside of the list is Dragons Love Tacos, which we love to take out to first grade classrooms in our area. If you like a funny book or you're a parent who wants to read something aloud, this is a great choice because I have a hard time reading it without laughing, but the kids love it.
I think if I read this book once to my daughter, I read it 500 times at least.
Yeah.
Oh,
Anything
yeah.
by Adam Rubin, like
Yes.
I love his children's picture books.
Yeah. Agree. So.
Well, I'll dive into some of our adult titles now. At the fiction level, it's hard to promote things in the top 50 because it's the usual suspects and it's the books that I don't really think need promoted. It's the James Pattersons and the Colleen Hoovers and the Nora Roberts and all of the authors that are always going to circulate no matter what. And well deserved. I mean, they write books that people want to read. But I want to talk about some other titles that are in our top circulating items. First of all, I was shocked. Crawdads is still in the top 30. Where the Crawdad Sings is still in the top 30 of our circulating items. I mean, I feel like it's had its day, it's had its second day, and now it's having its third day. So
That had
that
the
is still.
resurgence when the movie came out.
It did, but I couldn't remember. Was that this year or last
I
year?
think it's no, I think it was 2022, I
I did
think.
too, which is why I was stunned that it's still in the top. But it's well loved. I enjoyed it. A lot of people did. And I thought the movie was well done too. But once we get outside of sort of the usual suspects, it's a lot of murder, it's a lot of thrillers, it's a lot of mystery, which is right up my alley. And one I want to talk about is called My Murder by Kate Williams. It has circulated over 150 times, and it wasn't even published until the middle of the year. So it is about a young mother who is the victim of a serial killer, and she's brought back by a government cloning project. I don't want to say much more than that because I don't know how to say it without giving stuff away, but let's just say she's a clone and she's pretty angry about every aspect of her life at this point. I read it and I liked it, and I know a coworker read it and she did not like it. So it's ripe for discussion, and I expect it'll be a big one for book clubs in 2024.
Well, and look how well it did for not coming out until halfway through the year.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know. Do you guys want me to talk about a couple more titles, or are we just going to go round robin? I could talk forever, so someone feel
I
free to jump
know.
in.
I've got stuff to talk about in other collections, but go ahead and talk again.
All right, hold on. So some other great fiction titles that we had circulating. The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride didn't come out till August and still managed to circulate over 100 times. The New York Times Book Review calls it a murder mystery locked inside the great American novel. It's charming, smart, heart-blistering, and heart-healing. I haven't read it yet, but it's definitely on my to-be-read list. And the sort of brief synopsis is that in 1970, this very small town is going through some construction and they find a body in the well. And they go back and try and figure out who the body is. And it touches on race relations and disability and a town coming together to try to save a kid. I've heard just wonderful, wonderful things about it. And then another one that got great circs, 121 circs for a February release, was I Have Some Questions for You. It's another thriller, but it's about a teacher that goes back to the boarding school she used to be at to teach. And it's a place where her roommate, when she was a student, was murdered, and she's really there to solve the crime. So all of those highly recommended by our patrons and by our staff.
Amazing. That sounds really good.
That
So
does
I
sound
have
good.
some titles I can mention. Actually, so the team list is really interesting. We rarely actually have titles on the list that came out that year. And we do have some holdovers. Actually, the one that jumped out at me as being the farthest from recent publication is The Outsiders by Essie Hinton, which is in the top 20.
That's
So that's amazing.
amazing.
Yeah, that
We
still
had
goes out.
To Kill a Mockingbird in the on the list as well, and I was like, go classics.
Yep, absolutely. So some other series that are still really popular that always go out, the Maze Runner series by James Dashner. Of course, Hunger Games, especially with the Ballad and Songbirds of Snakes movie coming out this past November.
Have you seen it,
So
Erin?
I have not seen it yet,
I liked
which
it a
I
lot.
loved the book. The book was amazing. I liked seeing how, President Snow was as a teenager and kind of what made him switch from this kind of like sweet teenage boy to having all of these, crazy
I
ambitions.
thought the
And
movie was pretty well done.
I thought the book was one that was one of my favorite in that series.
yeah, I think
So.
I'm going to say something controversial, which is I think I liked it out of the best out of all four of those
I mean,
books.
I have it second, and I'm already controversial because I have Catching Fire as first, which is you're never supposed to pick the middle one in a trilogy. So,
Well, and we can all
I
agree the
agree.
third one should just be dropped off.
Yeah.
It had some problems.
Well, another popular series, which is still on there, Divergent by Veronica Roth. So I'm like, dystopia is living a good life.
The
So if
exact
you,
opposite of dystopia.
yeah, exactly. The Hate U Give is still in the top 10.
Right. Yep.
Which is fantastic. Heartstopper Volume 1 is in the top 10. And then also a lot of Jenny Han. So The Summer I Turned Pretty, that series has been going out like crazy. Especially season 2 of that series came out on Amazon in July. So there's been a resurgence of the checking out of the books.
What I always find interesting about the teen list, and it seems to be pretty consistent from year to year, is that there's a lot of the new classics. So it
Yeah.
might not have been something that I read when I was a teen because all
Right.
we had was Sweet Valley High, but Perks of Being a Wallflower, The Hate U Give, Fault in Our Stars are always in the top of the list every year.
I think a lot of that is because so much of teen is driven by word of mouth. And so things get passed down from like older siblings to younger siblings and so on. So books really have staying power once they hit. They do.
Definitely.
And a localish author, I love that Angeline Bouley's Firekeeper's Daughter came in at number 3, and her new one that came out in May, Warrior Girl Unearthed, is in the top list.
That's
Yes.
awesome.
Yeah, that's like the one of the few from 2023 that came out. And it's really great that that was on the list because it came out so recently.
Now, the weird one is Midnight Sun from Twilight is still on here.
Yes. It's
Will
never
Twilight
going
never
away.
go away?
No, ever.
Once if people read the original series and then they're like, "Oh wait, there's a new one. What is this new one?" So if you're not familiar, Midnight Sun is basically the original Twilight book told from the perspective of Edward the vampire. So
And it is obviously well loved given the circs, but if I'm giving on being honest, I could not get through it. Like, and I devoured Twilight. I
oh,
devoured
I
all
read
of
the
it.
first one. Yes,
I could
absolutely.
not get through Midnight Sun.
I listened to the audio. That was the way that I could get through it, as I listened to it at like, 1.3
Sure,
speed.
sure, sure. While we're still on books, I do want to talk about nonfiction as well at the adult level.
That one was really interesting.
Yes. So, as always, it's almost always, if it's not a 1, 2, 3 book, it's a biography that tops the list. This year was, of course, Spare by Prince Harry. We could not keep it on the shelf. I don't even know how many copies we ended up with, but it was by far the most popular nonfiction book. And then I already talked about The Story of More from 1-2-3. I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy remains incredibly popular, although I thought it came out in 2022, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But it's still circulating incredibly well. For those that don't know, this was the child star of iCarly and Sam and Cat. And her biography is in the incredibly sad tale of sort of the ultimate stage mom and the damage that it did to her.
Yeah, how abusive she was.
Yeah, it was shocking. That is still circulating really well. I was really pleased to see Never Caught, the Washington's relentless pursuit of their runaway slave, Ona Judge, on the list. High, too. I think it might have been third. I don't remember.
That one was number four, and
Number four.
there was a book club around it,
Yeah, so it was one
but
of our Let's Get Real picks this year, but I mean there were 11 other Let's Get Real picks that weren't this high on the list. And it is about George and Martha Washington's slave, Ona Judge, who ran away. And I read it. It was a fabulous book. What is most shocking is the Washington's shock that a slave would leave them. That they just thought that they provided so much for her that they were angry that she left, which in today's day and age you're like, are you kidding me? But it's a fascinating read. There was some other great nonfiction stuff at the top too. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong list. The Wager, A Tale of Shipwreck and Mutiny, is still doing incredibly well. It's been on the bestsellers list for weeks on the New York Times. And one other one I wanted to give quite another biography, of course, was Matthew Perry's Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, which was a runaway hit even prior to his death, but has seen a resurgence since then as well.
Yeah, your people like biographies and history.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And I know Killers of the Flower Moon is on there too, and I figured that that would be even bigger than it is because of the movie coming out.
Yes. I haven't read it. My husband read it and said it was fabulous. I think its length might deter some people, but excuse me, I'm sorry. But yeah, also on the bestseller list for months and months and months.
So, the next collection that I can actually talk about is video games. So, it seems we are a Switch area. We are a community of Nintendo Switch players. And I'm going through this list, and number one was Kirby and the Forgotten Land. And I'm like, oh, I played that game, and I played that game, and I played that game, which is great because when we talk about movies, I didn't watch any of them. So the top 12 games from this past year were all Nintendo Switch, and a lot of them are ones from 4 or 5 years ago. So Smash Brothers, Super Smash Brothers is always on the list, and
Sure.
Mario Kart is always on the list. Luigi's Mansion came out in 2019, still on the list. So
Are
it's
any of the Lego, or I guess those aren't
Oh,
Switch, are the
Lego Star Wars. Yes. That one was amazing. That one took me 4 months and I really enjoyed that one. So it's shocking. And then when it's not, it's a sports game, minus
Sure.
Call of Duty. So lots of FIFA, FIFA. So soccer. Just shocking. But yes, super fun.
If we're going to talk about media collections, we have to talk about CDs, music CDs. Five of the top 10. Does anyone want to guess the artist?
I know.
I know.
Because we
T
went to go
Swift,
see her.
yes. T Swift has five of the top 10 spots for CDs, which was no huge surprise.
It might be why she's Times Person of the Year.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Ed Sheeran's Subtract made the list. Pink made the list in the top
He was here in
10.
concert this summer, so.
Yes, absolutely. Metallica, I was sort of surprised to see on the list. We don't have a huge sort of hard rock base, it seems like, a lot of the time.
We don't, but they had the big concert in Detroit in
That's
November.
true.
So,
That's true. My husband was at it, as a matter of fact.
yeah.
But yes, T Swift absolutely dominated that category for
Well,
us,
and let's be real,
as well as the rest of the world.
2023 was the year Amy started listening to Taylor Swift regularly.
Well, it's I have a 10-year-old. I had no choice. What else? Do we want to dive into movies?
Sure, yeah.
Y'all
I'm
can dive
curious.
into movies. I will sit on
Lisa,
the.
you never see movies, which is always a shock to me.
I mean, I used to. I saw Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh boy.
I saw Ghosts. Ghosts is on the list.
Stop talking.
We watched Yellowstone. So I did watch Yellowstone.
Oh my
That's on the
gosh,
list.
Yellowstone is so popular. But our top circulating movie with 225 was A Man Called Otto, which starred Tom Hanks and was based on the book A Man Called Ove. I have not read or seen it. Did you, Erin? I know
No,
Lisa has
see,
not. I
okay,
have not, but
I'm
this.
under protest of seeing the movie because, okay, so it's a Swedish book, and my sister lives in Sweden, and she was slightly offended, like, why didn't America need to popularize this with a Tom Hanks movie when there was like this amazing, beautiful Swedish movie? So,
Sure. That's legit.
The best
and
thing
I love
was
Tom Hanks, but I'm still under protest, haven't seen
that's
it yet.
fair. I can accept that. I
The
can accept that.
17-year-old wanted to go to the movies one weekend, and this was the only movie out at that time. And she came out of it and said, I don't know what I just watched, but take it with a 17-year-old's grain of salt. And I'm like, really? Why did you didn't just go to Starbucks then if you don't want to go to the movies? But
I will say a real shock for me, not that it circulated well, I knew that would happen, but Top Gun Maverick, I saw it in the theater because, well, I have a husband, and shockingly good. Shocking. Like, I
Oh,
was
good.
entertained. We took the 10-year-old who'd never seen the first one. She loved it as well. I mean, if you can accept Top Gun for what it is, which is just pure entertainment without, it's a little fluffy, let's be honest. Like,
Oh,
it was absolutely enjoyable. It was the best kind of movie nostalgia when they had throwbacks to the original one. I mean, it was just, I was shocked by how much I loved it. And then our third best circulating movie was Black Panther Wakanda Forever, which I also
I
enjoyed
did
quite
see that
a lot.
one.
Yes, that was
So,
great. And there's
go ahead.
Rihanna's playing a lot of songs on the soundtrack, so I imagine the soundtrack's really great.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. I can't speak knowledgeably about like sort of the next seven in the top 10 because I didn't see them and I don't watch Yellowstone. So
We watch Yellowstone. Yellowstone's quite good. I love that you can just binge a season with the
sure.
library
I
books.
noticed number 11 on the list is actually John Wick Chapter 4, and I did see
Yes.
that.
Was it good?
I loved it. I don't know why. It's funny because I'm not super into a lot of violence,
Right.
but I don't know why. It's because it's Keanu. That's why I love
That's
those
fair. That's
movies.
fair. I
And
will
he
say, go
actually,
ahead.
in the first one, he basically starts fighting them because of his dog. Like they killed his dog, so of course he had
Delights
to.
me. Not that the dog
Yeah.
died, but that he avenged the dog.
Exactly.
Now, what I
Go
love
ahead.
looking at this list is you have movie, 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 TV show, movie, 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 Hallmark Channel 2-movie collection. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hallmark remains very popular. I don't know how else to put it. Like, we have a binge box of Hallmark Christmas movies, goes out all year long. They don't care if it's Christmas or not. They're watching the Hallmark Christmas movie.
So, nothing wrong with it. It was just, oh, it made the top of the
Another one I didn't see, but my family said was surprisingly good, was the Dungeons and Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves.
I enjoyed.
I could not go when they went to see it, but both raved about it. So I'll throw that recommendation out.
Yeah, we actually showed it last month for teens at the North Branch, so.
Oh, nice. I also have to say, Lisa, I think you said Ghost was on the list.
Ghosts.
Oh yeah, I was like,
The
there's, I
Paramount
was
show.
like, yeah, that was on this. I was like, how is the Patrick
Not, I mean,
Swayze
weird things
movie? And then,
happen, but no, if you like funny things, it's a good one to pick up. It's 20-minute shows. It's based on the British series.
And I
They have
will
a
say,
house with ghosts, and
I
it's
think
not
it's
scary.
important to point out that Cocaine Bear made the top 50 in circulating movies.
Well, and that one, the teens wanted us to go see that over spring break, and we're like, we are not watching a movie called Cocaine Bear.
It circulated 98 times.
Yeah.
So well loved, well loved.
I have questions. I mean, my best friend went to see it and she told me that I should watch it. She's like, it is highly entertaining. But I loved Poker Face, which was right under it.
True, true.
Oh. And
Anyway.
let's go nostalgia. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret came out this year. It came in at like 97.
My
Loved it.
kid was the perfect age to take to see that movie. It was
Yeah.
so good. It was pure nostalgia. Pretty faithful to the book as well. All right, are there any other collections we should talk about?
We have a board game collection. People love it.
So the
It
board game
looks
collection, go ahead.
majority family games.
It is. I will say 40 to 50% of the board game collection circulates at any one time, and that is a massive number. The board game collection is well loved. So I would highly encourage people to come check it out because board games are shockingly expensive a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So at least try it before you buy it and see if it's one that your family will enjoy.
But I do love that Ticket to Ride is near the top of the list, and that's
Love
always a
Ticket
fun.
to Ride.
Not only do we play Ticket to Ride, we play some of the other versions of it. So fun.
Yeah. I love that Catastrophe is the number one circulating game. But I also love that like Candyland is in the top five.
Yeah.
So
The
it's a
Tan is in
wide-reaching
there.
collection.
And to be fair, the kids still pull out Candyland.
So
I like that there's a Disney Apples to Apples. I did not know that there was a Disney version of Apples to
there
Apples.
is, yes. And Exploding Kittens, everyone should just play the game because it's hysterically funny to me. It's funny every time we play it. So, are we good?
I'm good. Does
Yeah, I think
anyone
so.
else have anything they want to talk about?
I don't think so. I just want to encourage people to stop in and see us. And I will mention that I don't think ebooks are included on any of
They
these
are
lists.
not.
And we have a extensive ebook and e-audiobook collection that I would encourage people to check out if they can't get to the library.
Correct. And there's lots of great stuff there.
So much, so much. We buy every week. So,
So,
all right, wrap us up, Lisa.
okay, we're sounding off. Somebody will see you next month to talk about another fun topic. These are just some of the favorites. Watch our social media the week after Christmas, and you may see some of the top lists pop up again, but you'll already know some of these great titles. So,
Secrets.
right.
All right, come see
Okay.
us at the library.
Bye,
Thanks for
everybody.
listening.